This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662. Or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to another podcast here on the Intelligent Medicine Network. This is Layla Mudin, nutritionist at the Hoffman Center. Last week, I started part one of your prescriptions. Are they depleting your nutritional status? I went through different classes of drugs. I talked to you about antacids and ulcer medications, their deficiencies, among others. And I'm going to continue today with part two to cover other medications, popular drugs that you may be taking, and what deficiencies they can create and the potential health problems that can ensue. So just to really summarize from last week, which was part one, antacids, ulcer medications, we talked about those deficiencies. We talked about what you can become deficient in when you're taking antibiotics and the importance of taking probiotics at least 2 hours away while you're on antibiotic therapy. 2 hours away from the antibiotic you're taking is what I mean to say. We talked about the effects of statins, cholesterol-lowering drugs, and the deficiencies that they can create. I talked to you about female hormones. I'm talking about estrogen, progesterone replacement, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, as well as oral contraceptives, birth control pills, and what deficiency these medications and hormones can create, and the potential health problems that may ensue. And then finally, in part one, I talked about anticonvulsants. Even on a lower dose use of barbiturates, anti-anxiety medications possibly, but mostly anticonvulsants, and all the myriad of nutritional deficiencies that can develop and you know, what that means to your health. So today, part two, I'm going to continue this discussion on, are your prescription medications depleting your nutritional status? So the next class of medicines I want to talk about are the anti-inflammatories, corticosteroids like prednisone, Medrol, okay, Decodron. And the NSAIDs, the non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, such as Motrin, Aleve, Advil, Naproxen, okay, as well as aspirin and salicylates. So the anti-inflammatories like prednisone, Medrol, these are powerful, powerful anti-inflammatories. Here are the deficiencies they can create. Calcium. You can become low in vitamin D. Now, anybody taking an anti-inflammatory such as prednisone is normally not on it for a long period of time. It's for an acute situation. It may be for, you know, a flare in somebody with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or any other type of acute emergency type of situation. But many people, especially those with inflammatory bowel disease, are on it for quite a period of time and have a hard time tapering. And these are some of the deficiencies that need to be addressed. As I was saying, calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, vitamin C. The critical vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid, selenium, and chromium. You know, that's interesting. A lot of times, patients will complain that they become notorious cravers of sweets while taking prednisone. Well, this is a common side effect of prednisone. It's a reason for weight gain. It's also a reason for blood sugar abnormalities and the creation of diabetes, especially those who are on prednisone long term. And I wonder if the depletion in chromium, which is critical for maintaining normal glucose levels, as well as cholesterol and triglycerides, as well as, you know, helping to reverse a risk of diabetes, I wonder if this is why. Probably. Anyway, if you're on prednisone and you're tapering your dose, another side effect, not a deficiency, but a side effect, is emotional lability. Taking a supplement such as phosphatidylcholine can help with that taper. So the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, your Motrin, Aleve, Advil, those, naproxen, will deplete folic acid. When we're low in folic acid, what can happen? Cardiovascular disease, because it can increase homocysteine, could cause anemia, pernicious anemia, cervical dysplasias, birth defects in those who are pregnant. And finally, the aspirin and salicylates. Aspirin can deplete vitamin C. What happens when we have a low vitamin C? It lowers our immune system. We may bruise more easily. We may have poor wound healing. Okay? Vitamin C, in addition to zinc, is helpful for wound healing. So taking an aspirin, and those of you who have decided to go on an aspirin therapy yourselves, not even on your doctor's advice, but on your own, you need to be aware of these nutrient deficiencies. Aspirin therapy is not recommended for all. And if it is recommended by your doctor may not know about these deficiencies. So vitamin C is one nutrient deficiency that may occur with aspirin. Calcium is another one. Calcium is a very important mineral. It's also an electrolyte. And a potential health problem that can ensue is definitely osteoporosis, because we need calcium for bone health. Heart and blood pressure irregularities. Tooth decay. Okay? And aspirin can also deplete folic acid. And the usual suspects in folic acid depletion, you know, that's a setup for cancer when we don't have enough folate, right? However, and as I've said previously, if you've already been diagnosed with cancer, we have to be careful with folic acid, because that folic acid may now feed the cancer. Okay? Aspirin can deplete iron. How do we know this? Hey, aspirin can cause a GI bleed. It can cause an ulcer. That's a way to lose your iron. So we're talking about, if your iron is low, that's anemia. You can experience weakness, fatigue, brittle nails, hair loss, similar to taking antacids and proton pump inhibitors. Aspirin can cause the same thing. And I have to tell you, a pet peeve of mine, and I've not yet known a patient tell me otherwise, when their doctor tells them to start taking aspirin therapy, whether it's a 325 milligram or a low-dose aspirin therapy, which is your 81 milligram, your baby aspirin, they are told to take it at night. No, no. You must take aspirin on a full stomach. So my advice would be take it right after dinner. If you take aspirin on an empty stomach, over a period of time, you can eventually get an ulcer, a GI bleed. You may wind up in the ER with rectal bleeding. This happened to a relative of mine over 2 decades ago. Always took his aspirin on an empty stomach. That was unfortunate. So always take your aspirin on a full stomach. Another nutrient depletion with aspirin is vitamin B5. So what can that cause? Fatigue, listlessness, possible problems with skin, liver, and nerves. We need our B vitamins, critical for our neurological health, for skin health, for energy. They're constituents of our metabolism, particularly the Krebs cycle, right? So if you're taking aspirin, you want to be aware of these deficiencies. Most of these, vitamin C, the calcium, the folic acid, the iron, the B vitamins, these are in a multi. Taking a multi can solve this problem for you. However, if you're taking things like prednisone, you want additional. You want You want also chromium if it's not in your multi. You want to take vitamin D if there's not enough of it in your multi. Okay? Let's go on to the next group of drugs. Diuretics. Are you on a water pill? You know, a water pill for your blood pressure, or maybe you suffer from edema. The loop diuretics like Lasix. Thiazide diuretics like hydrochlorothiazide, Diuril, Lozol, and others. These diuretics deplete us, first of all, of our electrolytes because they have a dehydrating effect. That's what diuretics do. You may be on a diuretic for blood pressure. You may be on a diuretic because you're holding too much water. You're having trouble. You have edema. You're swelling. Your swollen ankles or something like that. So what do these diuretics cause deficiencies of? They cause deficiencies of calcium, which is also an electrolyte, and we lose that when we dehydrate, which is what diuretics do. We lose magnesium. Critical for cardiovascular health, for controlling asthma, for cramps, PMS, headache, for bone health. We lose vitamin B1, which is thiamine. Vitamin B1 is critical for mood. Without it, without vitamin B1, thiamine, depression can ensue, irritability, memory loss, muscle weakness, and we may develop edema. So here we go. It's a little bit of a double-edged sword. The diuretic is supposed to get rid of edema, but by losing B1, taking a diuretic puts you at risk for some edema. So it's critical to replenish and take your vitamins. The other depletion is vitamin B6, and when we don't have B6, we have depression, we can't sleep well, and it's an increased heart disease risk because vitamin B6, pyridoxine, is also critical in lowering homocysteine if you have a high homocysteine. When taking diuretics, vitamin C is depleted. Again, lowered immunity, poor wound healing, and zinc. Zinc is depleted. Weak immunity, wound healing, loss of smell and taste. Are you taking a diuretic and then you find that your ability to smell the aroma of food or taste your food has diminished or been weakened? It could be because your zinc status is low, that you could be deficient in zinc. It would be beneficial if you started taking a 25 milligram or 50 milligram of zinc every day. Zinc deficiency may also cause sexual dysfunction. This may be tied together because of the association between zinc and testosterone. Another deficiency that occurs with diuretics is coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol. And as you know, as I said last week, when we're low in CoQ10, our heart doesn't have enough energy. Most of CoQ10 is stored in the heart muscle, critical in the mitochondria, the electron transport chain. When we don't have enough CoQ10, when our heart doesn't have the energy it requires, other problems can ensue, congestive heart failure, a weakened immune system, low energy. If you're taking a diuretic and you're low in energy, not only are you low in energy because you're dehydrated, but you're also lacking CoQ10. What else with diuretics? Potassium is depleted. Potassium is an electrolyte. And because we're dehydrating with the diuretic, we're losing very beneficial, very critical potassium. What can happen with low potassium? Irregular heartbeat, muscle weakness, fatigue, edema. Sodium is also low. That's the fourth electrolyte. Sodium, when sodium is low, we have muscle weakness, dehydration, memory problems, loss of appetite. Sodium is a critical electrolyte. Don't be sold by those proponents of low salt intake. Low salt intake means don't be afraid to use the salt shaker. Stay away from processed food. That's where the sodium is. In your sliced bread, in your processed carbohydrates, in your chips and your crackers and all of that other stuff. That's where the sodium is. But if you're eating fresh, nutritious food, your vegetables, your meats, and you sprinkle a little salt, there should be no harm in that. Okay. There are also potassium-sparing diuretics, but what happens with the potassium-sparing diuretics is they still deplete calcium, as well as folic acid and zinc. All right, let's move on. Another class of drugs, heart medications, cardiovascular drugs. These are the antihypertensives, okay? Or you may be taking ACE inhibitors, okay? ACE inhibitors for, you know, your heart medication, beta blockers like Cordran, Inderal, Lipressor, ACE inhibitors like Vasotec, all right, among others. If you're on an ACE inhibitor, a beta blocker for your heart, or if you're on these medications for your blood pressure, any antihypertensive medication, you are going to become deficient in CoQ10, in vitamin B6, in zinc, in vitamin B1, which is thiamine. You're going to become deficient in zinc, as well. I already mentioned zinc. Here it is. Okay, it's also under ACE inhibitors. So what happens with these critical nutrients? Again, various cardiovascular problems can be caused by the deficiency that these cardiovascular drugs are supposed to be helping with your heart health, right? Now, in no way, shape, or form am I advising anyone to stop taking their medication because of these nutrient deficiencies that I'm telling you about today. All I am having you do today is, if you're on any of these medications, it's critical that you go out and get, at the very least, a good quality multivitamin to help replenish your nutrition status. That alone may be all you need. You may need some additional magnesium. Maybe you're going to need some additional B vitamins. You will certainly need an additional CoQ10. You're not going to find much of that in a multi, all right? Because when we're low in these critical nutrients, it weakens our immune system. It diminishes our energy. We can start to have mood disturbances, depression, sleep disturbances, all of that. Memory loss, who needs that? Loss of smell or taste. This is a primary one, especially with ACE inhibitors. That's very, very interesting. And it's because it's depleting the critical mineral zinc. Let's go on. Diabetes drugs. Now, you've probably heard me say that I'm a big fan of metformin, glucophage, of those people who need it. Metformin is even being used with cancer patients to prevent recurrence. And it's because of its impact on blood sugar and insulin, which is so important. But did you know that if you're taking metformin, whether you have type 2 diabetes, whether you have polycystic ovary syndrome, ovarian syndrome, PCOS, whether you have insulin resistance or metabolic syndrome, if you're taking metformin, it will deplete your CoQ10, right? Metformin will also deplete the very critical B12 and folate, folic acid. You need those. So I know anytime I see a patient taking metformin, I make sure that they're taking a good supplement of B12, folate, and ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is the more bioavailable CoQ10, which actually I quite prefer. I think ubiquinol is superior to regular CoQ10. There are certain medical conditions that indicate the use of both CoQ10 and ubiquinol. For instance, in Alzheimer's disease, in Parkinson's disease in particular, because they're critically low in CoQ10. So, diabetes drugs like metformin, the sulfonylurea drugs, okay, that you may be taking if you have diabetes. So make sure you're taking ubiquinol and your B vitamins, especially B12 and folic acid. And now let's move on to the last class of drugs, the antiviral agents. These are for people who have HIV and AIDS. We're talking about retrovir, AZT, other related drugs that are antiviral. What these antiviral agents can do, and I know those with HIV AIDS, they're on it for the long term, They can deplete carnitine. Antiviral drugs can deplete carnitine. You need carnitine for energy. You also need carnitine to maintain homeostasis of your lipids, your cholesterol. A depletion in carnitine can also cause an abnormal liver function and abnormal glucose control. So carnitine is critical. Antiviral drugs can also deplete copper. When we're low in copper, we might have fatigue, anemia, connective tissue problems. Antiviral agents also deplete zinc, which can weaken our immunity, which is exactly what we need, for immunity is more zinc, right? So, wound healing, sense of smell or taste, a lot of these are side effects in those taking antiviral agents. Antiviral agents will deplete your B12. You could be tired, you could feel weak from a deficiency in B12, you could feel depressed, believe it or not, on a low B12. Other deficiencies, calcium, magnesium, and potassium, these minerals, as well as electrolytes, critical in your heartbeat, for your blood pressure, to keep from having blood pressure abnormalities, heart abnormalities. Tooth decay can ensue from low calcium, magnesium. Asthma, osteoporosis, PMS, all of these. If you're taking antiviral agents, it's critical that you're taking carnitine, copper, zinc, B12, calcium, magnesium, potassium. You will find most of these in a multi, but not necessarily the carnitine. So I would recommend an additional at least 1,000 milligrams of carnitine 2 to 3 times a day. That can be very helpful. And I want to thank you for this edition, part 2 of Are Your Medicines Depleting Your Nutritional Status? This is Layla Mutin. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.